The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
Just about 3 years ago, there was a serious accident right outside the kosher bakery in Zurich, Switzerland. Passersby quickly called Hatzalah, who arrived in no time and began to administer care to those that were injured. One of the people that was injured was a non-Jewish woman. She had to be taken to the hospital, and they gave her a choice. Do you want to go to the city hospital or to the university hospital? And she said to them, I do not want to go to the university hospital. I'm a head nurse there on the staff, and I don't want the staff to see me in this condition. Please bring me to the city hospital. And they did. Fast forward 3 years later, 2 weeks ago, a wonderful Jewish fellow was walking outside when a vicious 15-year-old Arab stabbed him and seriously wounded him. Hatzalah arrived at the scene. They took him to the university hospital. When they came into the hospital, he was in critical condition, fighting for his life. One of the first people that met them was this woman, the head nurse, who had been cared for by Hatzalah 3 years earlier. When she saw Hatzalah, she says, oh, the people that saved me, come, I'm going to take care of this fellow, and I'll do everything within my power to make sure that he survives. Baruch Hashem, he did survive. He still needs our tefillos. Please daven for Meir Tzvi ben Sara, but he's alive. And Be'ezer Hashem, he'll have a refuah shleima. The chesed and the kindness of Hatzalah 3 years ago still paid dividends by saving the life of this fellow that was tragically stabbed. Another thing that's incredible is seeing the Yad Hashem, seeing how Hashem orchestrates everything. A fellow in Zurich sent me a follow-up email and shared another wrinkle to the incredible Hatzalah and savior of the fellow who was stabbed. He said that while this vicious 15-year-old was stabbing this Hele Gayid, people around there just scattered. Everyone was scared. But across the street, there was a restaurant. And a good Samaritan came, and he wrestled the stabber. He pinned him, and he held him until authorities arrived. No one knew who this good Samaritan was, but eventually they found him. Turns out that he doesn't even live in Zurich. He's a Japanese martial arts expert that happened to come to Zurich for a competition, happened to have been in the restaurant across the street. And while everyone ran away, he calmly ran into the situation. He pinned the stabber down, who certainly would have killed Meir Tzvi, and he saved his life. Yet another wrinkle of Hashgacha. In the darkness, in the difficulty, a ray of light, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there. Meir Tzvi ben Sar should have a refuah shleima. Let's daven for him. Let's also appreciate the Yad Hashem in the most incredible and phenomenal way.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org